With a check of your sports from NewsDakota.com, I'm Steve Lintmeyer. The girls' basketball had semifinal Tuesday across the state of North Dakota, and in Region 1, Maple Valley upended Fairmont Campbell Tinta 52-43. Central Cass got by Kindred 53-40. In Region 3, Ellendale survived Linton Hazleton Moffitt Braddock. It took overtime, but they won 47-42. And Napoleon also heads to the Region 3 championship as they beat Kidder County 58-36. In Region 4, Carrington goes down to Benson County 56-46, and Lakota Adams Edmore beat North Star 53-52. The Summit League championship game was played in Sioux Falls last night, and South Dakota State upended NDSU 73-67. Nate Walters had 27 points as he was named the Summit League's most valuable player once again for a second straight year. The Jackrabbits expected to be a number 14 seed in the NCAA tournament when brackets are announced coming up on Sunday. Another high-profile Minnesota Viking was removed from the team yesterday as they cut ties with cornerback Antoine Winfield, who was due to make over $7 million next year, refused to take a pay cut. He'll hit free agency. The Vikings GM Chris Spielman met with the media yesterday and made it very clear the door is still open for Winfield to return to Minnesota. Wolves win last night over San Antonio 107-83. Ricky Rubio had a triple-double, the first of his career, 21 points, 13 rebounds, and he dished out 12 assists. San Antonio playing without Tim Duncan and Tony Parker. The Minnesota Wild led 1-0 heading into the third period, but the Anaheim Mighty Ducks rallied back to tank a 2-1 victory thanks to their two third-period goals. Coming up tomorrow across our Inkstead Family Media stations, we've got Region 1 championship action. That'll be on Q101 as Maple Valley takes on Central Cass at 7:30. Region 3 tournament, Ellendale and Napoleon for the championship. You'll hear that on TED FM 98.3. The Jamestown girls basketball team is in the state tournament on 1400 KQDJ.